to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, RowGro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with RowGro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with RowGro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at RowGro.com and look for RowGro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for RowGro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Well, U.S. farmers are expected to harvest a lot of corn and soybeans this year. The August World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report says corn production is forecast at a record high of 15.3 billion bushels. I spoke with Chief Strategist Rich Nelson at Allendale, and he said he didn't see many big surprises in the August WASDE report.
So in terms of viewpoint, at that time, we had great crops and these record yields for corn and soybeans. We agree with. Obviously, right now, the market is suggesting, well, let's wait for September when USDA does proper in-field analysis, and maybe we'll see about any changes at that time.
With everyone watching the yields, Nelson said the August report is where we start seeing a survey-based method from USDA.
In other words, in the May through July timeframe, they use statistical models just looking at impacts of delayed planting or maybe significant dryness or wetness. But here, starting with the August report and now moving through October, we see more realistic numbers being posted as far as USDA's methods here.
Nelson also mentioned a couple of things to watch for in the September report next month.
You know, there's a couple of things to look at for the September report specifically. Number one, obviously, we do expect some type of revision lower on both corn and soybean production numbers here. I think that's a realistic idea. The question is how much. The other thing which was not addressed in this report, which is still a little concerning on the bear side, is that USDA still has a large corn for ethanol estimate plugged in. In fact, their number implies only a 5% cut for the whole coming new crop year versus a normal rate. And keep in mind, our most recent production rates on ethanol are running 10 to 12% under last year. So we can make some arguments on the production side for the bullish side, but keep in mind, USDA is not quite right with their demand numbers here just yet.
That's Rich Nelson of Allendale. Well, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Division announced a 30-day extension to the hours of service exemption for livestock and feed haulers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's pleased with the decision. Livestock haulers are crucial to keeping beef moving through the supply chain and onto the grocery store shelves, says NCBA's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Rivera. We thank the DOT and FMSCA for extending this exemption and giving crucial relief to critical infrastructure. However, she says while this is a definitive win for the cattle industry, more still needs to be done. NCBA will continue to work with the Trump administration and Congress to find a permanent fix for the hours of service regulations, she adds. The Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued an emergency declaration at the beginning of COVID-19 to exempt livestock haulers from the burdensome hours of service regulations. The most recent 30-day extension to that declaration was set to expire on August the 14th. Now the new extension runs through September the 14th. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.